Hilton Hawaiian Village in the heart of Waikiki has been an integral part of the Oahu fabric since the 1960s. Come along and join Cynthia Rankin, Regional Director, Corporate Communications, and Laura Gallagher, Regional Marketing Director, as they share Hilton's mission to honor Pearl Harbor and all World War II veterans in conjunction with the Pearl Harbor 75th Anniversary Remembrance Ceremonies on Oahu. The Hilton Hawaiian Village is proudly hosting USS Arizona and Pearl Harbor survivors, and a special gala in the Coral Ballroom is planned for the survivors and their families. Hilton Hotel Corporation Worldwide also created Operation Opportunity, specifically targeted to reach out and hire U.S. military veterans. When the program was initiated, Hilton set a 5-year target to hire 10,000 vets, and the goal was met in 3 years. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Cynthia Rankin and Laura Gallagher as they share insights about the various programs and hosted stays for our World War II heroes and a look back in time at the history of the iconic Waikiki Oceanfront Hilton Hawaiian Village Resort. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Waikiki. Right now we're at Hilton Hawaiian Village, and it's been a part of the life of Waikiki and Hawaii since the early 60s, and actually a part of my life since 1965 when I lived here for a while. Right now we're with Laura Gallagher and Cynthia Rankin from the Hilton Hotels. Hi, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
We're approaching December 7th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. And you guys are intimately involved in that program. Tell us about how you're involved.
We were fortunate enough to be contacted by the USS Arizona survivors. One of the sons contacted us, just inquiring, you know, could we offer a great rate to the group?
These are for the survivor
survivors,
veterans.
For the survivors and their families. We decided then that we wanted to take care of them and do more than that. Provide them with breakfast, their rooms. And then shortly after that, I would say like maybe a week later, we were contacted by the Greatest Generation group and my fellow named Timothy Davis. He asked us the same question, and this time it was Pearl Harbor survivors. And they have a real special program that he does where they just bring out the guys and they have chaperones and they give them a fantastic experience. And I said, well, we better ask if we can also take care of these guys. And that's how it started, and we've had a relationship with them since. It's only been since 2014, but...
So as you're honoring them, you give them free rooms, and you are feeding them and doing everything you can to be a true host.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what we're doing. Cynthia and I are both really touched by these men. They're just amazing. All in their 90s, some 100, extremely... You know, all there and strong, healthy, and just amazing memories. And we're just so honored to have them here at the hotel.
Are you going to participate in any events or any other ways you're participating in the 75th?
Well, Hilton Hotels Corporation, maybe you can answer more about this, about Hilton Hotels Corporation and their operation.
Cynthia?
So Hilton Hotels has a military programs department, and they found out about the 75th anniversary commemoration. It's a whole week of activities, and there's a parade on December 7th, and so they decided to enter a float in the parade. So what they're going to do is celebrate Operation Opportunity, which is one of the biggest programs that the company has, where they hire and seek out military veterans, active, retired, National Guard, Reserve, spouses of military. And the goal was to hire 10,000 veterans in 5 years. And come November, we're going to make that goal in 3 years.
Oh, how cool. That's wonderful.
So it's a really exciting milestone for the company. And so as a result, they decided to buy a float. They're going to invite all the military veterans that work here at Hilton Hawaiian Village and some of our sister properties to march in the parade. And so it's going to be a great event, too. And we also are the host site for the Pearl Harbor Gala. It's a commemoration of the survivors. So that's going to be in our Coral Ballroom. And we also are going to have a tribute luau on December 5th to honor the survivors. So we have a number of activities coming up in December.
That's so cool. How many survivors and veterans and family and related people will be coming, do you think?
Arizona and the Pearl Harbor survivors, it's about 35. But we also know there's other survivors that are coming here on their own with their families. And we have children of survivors, a whole group that's several groups that are also going to be staying. Everybody wants to come out for this 75th anniversary.
This is really big stuff. Like everybody knows, the veterans themselves, this is the last hurrah. There will not be another Keystone anniversary in their lifetime.
Yes, we agree. But I know because they look so strong, and I know they're going to come back again. Several of them are going to come back again every year, so we're waiting to host them for as many years as they want to come.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep, and we are so honored to be able to host them and to have these survivors stay with us. It's just, you know, they're a wonderful group of men, and it is the greatest generation, and we're never going to see this type of group of men again. And they're all in their mid to late 90s. There's some that are in their hundreds, and so again, like you said, it's going to be the last time a lot of them are going to make it to Hawaii.
Very, very cool. Backstory on this hotel that's really a complex. It's a part of the fabric of Hawaii.
The hotel was on a piece of land that was a residential area. There was really no beach in front of it. It was a coral flats, great fishing area. People would come here to fish a lot. Until the day in 1955 when Henry Kaiser came to Oahu and he was scouting out some property to purchase, and he knocked on the door of many of the residences here in this Kalia area and asked them if they would sell him their homes for $2,000. And he was able to get about 8 acres, his first 8 acres, and build his empire, which ended up, by the time he left, it was about 20, and now it's 22-acre property.
Did he know at that time what he wanted to do, that he wanted to build a little resort village?
He did. He knew that there was need for another hotel here because at that time, Matson had the Moana Hotel and the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, and there was really no other big property. And he was looking for beachfront property. So what he did was, because he was a master builder, he saw the area, he built a lagoon, and he asked the state government if they would, in turn, build a crescent beach. And so I guess sand was cheap at that time, and so they filled the beach in front with sand, and he built a pier and probably dynamited out some of the beach area so that it's nice swimming area right now.
So then at some point, things really took off and towers were built and a giant dome for entertainment was built.
He started out with some of the homes that were on the property, and he put thatched roofs on them. And eventually built two or three towers while he was here. And then in 1961, he sold the hotel to Conrad Hilton.
And ever since then, it's been a Hilton.
Part of Hilton.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then there's another incarnation. Towers went down and towers came up. And now how many towers do you have and how many rooms?
Well, there's a total of 2,860 guest rooms. But we also have some under six towers. Two of them are timeshare towers, and another one's coming up, a third one's coming up, so a total of seven towers right now on property, and probably a total of 3,500 rooms.
We're just about out of time, but before we go, a website if somebody wanted more information about the hotel and where you are.
Go to www.hiltonhawaiianvillage.com.
So thank you so much, Tom. We really enjoyed talking to you today.
Oh, it was a great day. Thank you, guys. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Hilton Hawaiian Village in Waikiki, where we've been speaking with Laura Gallagher, Regional Marketing Director of Hawaii, and Cynthia Rankin, Regional Director of Corporate Communications, Hawaii. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.